Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rolanda Montenegro with Steps, and you are listening to the ChristCast 2020.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
It's the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And we're broadcasting from Chick-fil-A at
West Point Village.
And our friends here at Chick-fil-A want to remind you to
eat more chicken.
That's
because
right.
That's always a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I was telling Kiki off the air, and now I'm telling you on the air,
yeah,
that your dad's breakfast was
free.
Free, yes.
Thanks to the Chick-fil-A one.
Not even his birthday, but he gets free
shameless
breakfast
plug,
today.
Man.
That's
shameless
right.
Plug.
You're here with two generations that have
one mission,
and that is to recruit an army of digital disciples
for the glory of God.
And today we are still in the Old Testament. We are in the
We're
book.
Close to the end of
We're
it, though.
We're getting close. Now, I've got to tell you all, first of all, I've been reading every page, every word of these books. Jeremiah is a long, long, long book of the Bible, 50-some-odd chapters.
But yet you said Psalms was not.
Yeah, Psalms was a very long book of the Bible, very right. So we're talking about Jeremiah today, and since you know me off the air, you know, here's a guy that I can totally relate to, because, you know, I can get kind of
hashtag relatable
down on things sometimes, and this is a guy known as the weeping prophet. I don't weep a lot. It takes a lot to get me to cry, but Jeremiah is, it could easily be the book of the Bible called See, I told you so. Because
I told you so, book.
Yeah, Jeremiah is trying to tell the people of Israel in Jerusalem, you better fix your actions
or
some very bad is
going to
happen. That's absolutely right. And I noticed that you and I have this amazing technology that we can share our thoughts with the world. Jeremiah just had his voice.
I guess he had a pretty loud voice then.
That's all he needed, and that's what you need sometimes. So where are we in the Bible history? We're about 627 years before Christ. And, of course, spoiler alert, who wrote the book?
Jeremiah did.
Yeah, and that's not so.
That's pretty easy. Scholars aren't arguing about that
one.
No
one's arguing
about
this one. But I was thinking back to last week's show and something you said that I thought was so spot on. When you said that when the Messiah appeared, everyone had this list, but nobody looked at it. And Jeremiah is also going to prophesy about the coming
about
of
the list.
That's right. He's going to help these
We're
guys
just
out with
the
list.
List
that's
now,
right. The
from
list.
From now on.
And if those guys
the list.
In Jerusalem had just been paying attention 33 years after Jesus Christ was born,
they would have been fine.
Everything would have been fine. So Jeremiah 23, 1 through 8. Jeremiah says, I will raise up a righteous branch of David. Again, this reminder that when the guy shows up and says, I'm the Messiah.
Better believe it.
Really easy to say, well, what line are you from? And Jesus was able to prove right there in the book of Matthew, the genealogy.
He's from David.
From David. So there was that. And
then,
of course, Jeremiah.
In Jeremiah 31:31, which is pretty cool, the days are coming. So it sounds pretty ominous, but you're just kind of like, that dude is coming one day.
That's
he is
right.
coming for
and
me.
He says, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel. You know I'm not good at math.
No.
I always liked words. And when I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church back in the day,
I'd rather do math.
I used to love that part of the Mass where they talk about, it's called the Eucharistic sacrament, where they get ready for the communion. And the one about the wine, I loved it. It was, I heard it so many times, I've memorized it. A new covenant that was shed for you and for all men, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. I just love that concept of a new covenant. And that's the great thing about Steps. I forgot to say, Steps, that was Rolanda Montenegro. And Steps is solutions that equip people for success, and they want you to know that they have their 100th graduate and their gala coming up on
November 9th at 7 p.m. at the McKenna Center. You pretty much know where the McKenna Center is. It's like right in the center of town.
Yep.
But show up at November 9th at 7 p.m. to support them and all that they do.
Yeah,
they do some
great
things.
Ministry. And I love that part about our Christian church, that if you're willing, if you need to change your life, you can. And if you elect Jesus Christ as your cornerstone to help you rebuild your life, you're going to be in
a great spot.
In great shape. Hey, listen, this book does not have a happy ending,
no.
And we're going to have to talk about it. There's victory in Jesus that is promised. Unfortunately, in the book of Jeremiah, there is also
the city/people of Jeremiah, who Jeremiah loves, is destroyed by the Babylonians who are in modern day Iraq.
They're still
and
there.
It just goes downhill because they don't listen.
They don't listen. And we're going to talk about it, and we'll do it all right after
this.
But right now, I feel God's people are at risk. The young people coming up today have a huge role to play and go forward and just ask God to use them.
Alright, that's Senator Donna Campbell with The Break.
Ooh.
That was a great show, The Book of Esther.
If you didn't listen to it, I recommend going back in our archives and listening to it.
One of the best ones ever. And oh, by the way, people have been asking how they can subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes, but the easiest thing is just to download the TuneIn Live app. And you can just search us by name, or of course you can say, Alexa, play.
Play ChristCast 2020.
Hey, you got it this time.
I got it this time. If you listen to the end of our last one,
yes,
you'll figure out that we can't talk.
What's the first time we talk during the day, generally, on Thursday morning? So our words aren't warmed up yet.
So go back and listen to the last one.
Absolutely.
And wait till the very end.
It's pretty cool. Hey, Jeremiah, it is a sad book of the Bible in some ways, and it's retrospective and it's spot on. And it just reminded me that when I was quite a bit, well, older than you. It was back in 1990. I worked at this little restaurant, and I loved it because I got to cook. I was like the Krusty Krab. I was flipping burgers, but I loved it. We had this little restaurant, and it was packed for a month. And then the owner decided, let's knock out this wall and make a buffet so people can have shrimp and pasta. And I said, no. They love our hamburgers and fries. That's why people come here. I said, there's a Luby's right across the street.
They got to go there.
Yeah, this is never going to work. So I was saying something that I thought was true that nobody else wanted to hear. They went ahead with the expansion. 4 months later, that restaurant
closed,
out of business, and the Luby's is still there. And Jeremiah was like that. He was preaching an unpopular message.
He was teaching the truth.
He was telling the truth, though. He was telling the truth. And he was selected by God, and we see that in
Jeremiah 1:4. It says, the word of the Lord came before me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. That's God saying, Jeremiah, you are going to be the person that helps me in the long run. You are the person that I am choosing right now. From before you were born, you were my helper.
That's right. Just like he selected you to sit next to me every Thursday morning and do the
ChristCast
2020.
It's a long road before we got here.
It was a long road. Hey, good foreshadowing. Speaking of roads, this is a good one. Jeremiah 6:16, one of my favorites. Stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient path, ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, speaking of Jerusalem, we will not walk in it. And I bet you can see that drama play out in your generation. People have, they can be at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And they can decide to go the good way or
the wrong way.
Or the wrong way. And I see it too.
But it's kind of hard to differentiate between the two, especially if it's at night.
That's true. It can't
true. But in general, it's hard to differentiate between which way is right, which way is wrong, unless God helps you through it. He's like, you need to go this way to follow me, to stay with me longer. It's like, you may be questioning, it's like, how do I know that's right? Just, you have to trust in God and trust his instincts, because he always knows what's best for you, even though it's hard.
Yeah, as I've told you, I'm working on what I call an interfamily ministry. I'm reaching out to people in my family, not my immediate family, but my extended family, who don't go to church, never gone to church, think the Bible is just a collection of myths and stories and ancient cuneiform tablets turned into a bestseller. And I keep trying to point out to them that even if you weren't to take the Bible as the inspired word of God, the advice in Proverbs is not bad advice, no matter who you are. The advice in Psalms is not bad advice, no matter who you are. And I'm not a pastor, I'm a historian. And
I'm neither.
I want to encourage people, if you're skeptical about the Bible, I encourage you to pick one up and try to disprove it. Because historically speaking, the things that we use to prove history, biographies, archaeologies, biographies of other people written by other people, witnesses, it's all there.
Even with, because in Bible class, because I go to a private school, it's like, we've been going through talking about how God has proven himself, not just in history but in the universe itself, saying if we were even an inch, like, further to the left, we would be frozen. If we were an inch further to the right, we would be on fire. God fine-tuned us and the universe
to exist. Fine-tuned. That's a great way of putting it. And if we did evolve from monkeys, why did I see a YouTube video of a monkey driving a bus in Indonesia? There's so many monkeys left around, so I'm not buying that at all. And of course, Jeremiah knows some bad things are coming for him early in the book. He knows he's been set apart by God to deliver a popular message, but God encourages him.
Jeremiah 1:8 says, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." That's God just like backing him up, saying, "Don't worry, I'm here with you. Don't be afraid. I got this with you. I'm walking with you."
Like I said, the end of the story, the moral of this particular story is that what is right is not always
the brutally honest truth.
That's right, and it's not always popular to say things. I was thinking about when you had your homecoming dance. What would it have been like had I walked into the homecoming dance and said, "Hey, let's stop and have Bible study right here, right now"?
I don't think people would listen to you.
I don't think people would have found that so interesting. And this is what Jeremiah spent his entire life doing, warning Jerusalem of an impending doom. And guess what happens at the end of the book?
They get captured.
Bye-bye, Israel. Go enjoy
for
King
like
Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, and half of them have been dragged off to Assyria and into Egypt, and now here come the Babylonians. They're not like the Persians. They're not tolerant. They
They're
tear
not
down
like
the
anyone.
Temple. They smash everything.
They don't
and
care. They want it to be gone.
And Jeremiah lives to see it.
Yeah.
He lives to see his prophecy come true. So we're going to keep saying what is right, even if it's not.
The brutally honest.
That's absolutely right, because this is the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dyes alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory. No practice runs in life. This is not a test.